谢神，我相信我们很多，我们大部分的人都有一个很丰富、很愉快的感恩节的假日。
And thank God that I believe everybody has had a very joyful and happy Thanksgiving break.
在这样的节日里头呢，我们可以享受到很多很便宜又很丰盛的这些食物。
And during this very happy holiday, we can enjoy some very wonderful, delicious food.
甚至一些日常用品呢，也都用比较低的价钱再卖给消费者。
And during this time, we can there are a lot of sales and discounts, so we can get home decoration or food at a good price.
那相信我们也可能已经跟我们的家人甚至包括我们的朋友一起用过餐。
And I believe we've already had a Thanksgiving meal with our family and maybe even our friends.
那今天晚上我们也接受了伯恩教会的邀请，我们要到伯恩教会去跟他们一起来做感恩节的聚餐。
And today we have accepted Baldwin Park Church's invitation and we will be joining them for a Thanksgiving meal as well.
那相信我们奉主耶稣的圣名，在很多的活动里头，主耶稣他也在我们的当中。
And I believe that if we hold the activities in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he is amidst us, amidst the group in our activities.
我们不但在困难的时候我们邀请主耶稣，在有欢乐的时刻里头我们也要邀请主耶稣。
Not only do we call out to God and invite him to be with us when we are in times of difficulty, but also in joyful occasions we should do so.
主耶稣也说过，我们对待一位很微不足道的人，或以他为了他来接来对待一个微不足道的人就是在接待主耶稣。
And Jesus has said that if for his sake we treat another person hospitably, then we are actually doing that upon Lord Jesus himself.
那这是一个还是以这个基督教的精神占很大比例的一个国家。
And in this country, there are many people who are Christians.
所以我们也看到在感恩节的季节里头在这个社会上很多的慈善的工作人员机构呢他们也特别的来关怀一些需要得到关怀的人。
And during this Thanksgiving time, many people take this opportunity to perform some charity works and show concern for those who may not have enough.
这实在都是将主耶稣那种爱的精神真的把它实行出来。
And they truly do this with the attitude and the heart of Lord Jesus.
我们在感恩节的聚餐里头，我们也很喜欢大家一起来分享一下我们一些感谢感恩的事情。
And during our Thanksgiving gatherings, we also like to share many of our the things that we're thankful for.
那我说过，主耶稣也在我们当中。
And have said before that Jesus is among us.
那或许我们也想要知道，那主耶稣他所分享感谢的话，他为了什么来感谢
？And maybe we ourselves are interested or curious to know what Jesus would be thankful for.
那我从主耶稣所说过的话里头呢，我来找一些，那我想这就是耶稣他会在感恩节里头这个感谢的话。
And I have searched through the Bible through some of his sayings of things he is thankful for, and I believe these are the things Jesus would share during the Thanksgiving sharing.
请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 25.
二十五节，那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”
Verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes."
主耶稣为了这个救恩是很简单、很容易的而来感谢神。
Lord Jesus is very naturally and easily thankful for our salvation.
通常那个宝贵的、重要的，都要付出很多的努力才能够得着。
For the things that are very valuable, usually you need to put forth a lot of effort to attain them.
有时候我们会说，你为什么用这么多的时间，这么多的努力？
And sometimes we may ask, why do we have to put so much time or effort toward it?
因为我觉得那个很宝贵，但所以呢，我要有这么大的付出，我才能够得着。
Because whatever it is very valuable, so you would put forth or invest a lot of your energy in attaining it.
我们如果明白救恩的重要跟宝贵，
if we understand how valuable and precious the salvation is,
那我们也一定会跟主耶稣一样这样来感谢这个救恩呢，是这么的简单，这么的容易。
Then we would be just like Lord Jesus in being thankful for how easy it is for us to receive this salvation.
那在当时实际的情况是怎样呢？
And what was the situation at the time?
我们请看马太福音十一章第五节。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 11 verse 5.
这是这个约翰的门徒他们去问主耶稣。
And at this time, the disciples of John the Baptist went to ask Lord Jesus.
他们在质疑着说，主耶稣是不是大家在等待的那个弥赛亚救世主？
They were wondering if Jesus was the Messiah that everyone was waiting for.
其实主耶稣就是那个救世主，那个是肯定的。
And Jesus is that Messiah, that is the truth.
但是却还有人们却还有很多的对他还有很多的疑问。
But the people had many other questions for Lord Jesus.
所以这是主耶稣的回答第五节。
And verse 5 records his reply.
耶稣说，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
Verse 5, the blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
耶稣在三年多的时间里头，他行了很多的神迹。
Within 3 years, Lord Jesus performed many miracles.
就是来帮助人能够接受他，能够相信他。
And this was for the purpose of allowing other people to accept him and to receive him.
那主耶稣也很努力，很尽力的传讲了很多的信息。
And Lord Jesus put much effort into preaching.
第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
但是人总是常常用自己的理性，自己的经验，要来对信仰，来对主耶稣做一个判断。
But humankind often uses their own rationale or their experience to judge Lord Jesus.
是的，我们在处理人的事情，我们需要是有理性的、合理的，这样根据我们的经验来处理。
Yes, when we are dealing with matters in this world, we need to use our logic and our experience.
那所以人的生活常常是很复杂。
And the life of man is often very complicated.
那人也不得不这样子来过生活。
And we must survive in this way.
那我们在跟神交往就不用这么复杂。
However, when we are dealing with Lord Jesus, we do not need to be this complicated.
神将他的能力，将他的恩典来彰显给我们。
God gives us his strength and his grace.
那就能够来帮助我们来认识他，来靠近他。
And through this, we can draw nearer to him and understand him.
那在耶稣那个时代的人，他们还是用处理人的方法来对待主耶稣。
However, the people during the time of Lord Jesus were still treating him as the same way they treated other people.
他们说，是的，主耶稣行了很多神迹。
They said, yes, he does perform many miracles.
但是以前的先知也行了神迹。
But so did the other prophets in the past.
他们看耶稣的出生是出生一个木匠的家庭。
They saw that he was born to a carpenter's family.
他们看耶稣没有一个很好的背景。
And they saw that he did not have a very good background.
甚至他们看主耶稣没有一个很好的外表。
And he did not have a very good outward appearance.
人真的是很复杂。
And man is very complicated.
但是主耶稣为人来准备的救恩其实是很简单很容易的。
But the salvation that God has prepared for man is very simple and very easy.
那所以主耶稣才会在这个二十五节说，你将这些事啊，像聪明通达的人就藏起来。
And so that is why in verse 25, Jesus says that that God has hidden these things from the wise and the prudent.
一个所谓很有逻辑的人啊，他常常人家就会认为他啊是一个很聪明的人。
A person who has who is very logical will often be considered as very intelligent by others.
啊，但是用人的方法要来认识主耶稣，啊，常常是一个最大的阻挡。
But one of the greatest obstacles in getting to know Lord Jesus is trying to understand him through human ways.
哦，所以主耶稣才讲了一些例子。
So Jesus gave a few examples.
啊，请看十一章的二十节。
Let us look at verse 20.
二十节，耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改。啊，就在那时候，主耶稣责备他们。
Verse 20, then he began to upbraid the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent.
啊，其实在主耶稣三年多里头呢，是有很多人他们来跟随着主耶稣。
Within the 3 years of Jesus' ministry, many people did follow him.
哦，因为他们看到主耶稣的能力，看到主耶稣所给的恩典。
They saw Lord Jesus' strength, power, and his blessings.
哦，他们听了主耶稣，让他们得着安慰，得着力量 的信息。
And through his message, they received peace and comfort.
他们就这样很容易、很简单的就接受了主耶稣。
So very easily they accepted Lord Jesus.
哦，但是他们在社会上呢，他们是弱势，他们是少数。
However, in the world, they were the minority.
哦，但是在犹太社会里头，那一些带领者、领导者呢，他们却还是一直在质疑主耶稣。啊，在挑战主耶稣。
But the leaders of the society continued to go against Lord Jesus and to try to they were his enemies.
啊，那他们常常跟着主耶稣，所以他们也看到主耶稣所行的神迹。
And they were constantly with Lord Jesus, so they saw all his miracles.
哦，好多的人他们都悔改了。
While many people repented.
哦，但是这些人他们却仍然不没有。那种悔改的举动。
These people did not have a heart of repentance.
啊，二十一节。
Verse 21.
哥拉信啊，你有祸了！伯赛大，你有祸了！因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰悔改了。
Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
哦，这个推罗、西顿啊，是外邦的地方。
And Tyre and Sidon are places of Gentiles.
哦，就所谓圣经的知识来讲啊，他们是幼稚的。
And in biblical knowledge, they are probably very immature.
哦，那些在伯萨、在哥拉信、在伯赛大的那些很多的犹太人啊，他们是明白旧约圣经的。
But the Jews who are in Chorazin and Bethsaida understood the words of the Bible, words of God.
哦，但是那却让他们没有办法去接受这个这么容易的救恩。
But however, this was an obstacle in allowing them to accept such a free and easy gospel.
二十二节。
22.
但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推罗、西顿所受的比你们还容易受呢。
But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you.
哦，那个审判的日子是一定会来到。
The day of judgment will come.
哦，一个能够领受救恩的人，他在审判的日子，他才能够站立得住。
And a person who will receive salvation, who will be saved, can stand in that day.
哦，那主耶稣将这个福音来带给所谓贫穷的人。那些需要的人。
And this gospel will be brought to those who are poor and needy.
哦，但是犹太社会里头这些所谓的法利赛人，因为他们的傲慢，他们一再的拒绝。
But because the Pharisees refuse to repent, they will not receive the salvation.
哦，所以今天我们对救恩，不要把它弄得太复杂了。
So today, let us not look at salvation as too complicated.
哦，但是也不要凭着人的意思把它过分的简化。
But also, let us not simplify it, overly simplify it using man's thoughts.
哦，主耶稣怎么教导我们？圣经里头怎么说？这就对了。
what it says in the Bible and what Jesus says, these are true.
哦，那就像主耶稣所提到的这些所谓的婴孩，啊，贫穷人，啊，他们体验了，他们相信，他们就接受。
For those who were the babes and those who were poor and needy, they were the ones who accepted the gospel.
哦，那这就成为他们蒙福的道路。
And this became the path of their receiving grace.
哦，所以从主耶稣的感谢里头来提醒我们。
So through his thanksgiving, Jesus reminded us.
哦，只要我们愿意求他赐给我们谦卑的心，伏在他大能的手下。
Although, as long as we ask for humility for us to remain in the palm of his hand.
哦，主耶稣的救恩是简单的，是容易的。
And to remember that his salvation is free and easy.
哦，主耶稣的恩典是丰富的。
His grace is abundant.
啊，所以是取之不尽，用之不竭的。
It is more than enough for us, and we will never run out of his grace.
哦，那常常是因为人这种在神面前不需要有的这种骄傲傲慢，而让我们没有办法啊来认识主耶啊更认识主耶稣，更领受他的恩典。
But it is usually because of our unnecessary pride and arrogance that we cannot receive His grace.
哦，所以当主耶稣看着众人的时候，他感谢天父。
So when Jesus looks at all the people, he thanks God.
哦，因为天国不是受高等教义的人的专利品。
Because heaven is not the reward for those who of high education.
哦，因为天国不是那些有钱人的专利品。
And it is not only the inheritance of those who are rich.
哦，因为天国不是那些有名望的人的专利品。
And it is not only for those who are famous.
哦，因为天国不是那些所谓有经验的人的专利品。
And it is not only for those who have much experience.
哦，因为天国不是那些人看起来很有道德的人的专利品。
And it is not only for those who appear to have to be very righteous.
哦，所以这是主耶稣第一个他感谢的原因。
And so this is the first thing that Jesus was thankful for.
他所为人准备的这个救恩是人人都可以去明白、去领受的。
That the salvation he had prepared for all men can be received by anybody easily.
哦，但是有一个很重要的条件。
But there is a very important condition.
我们请看马太福音十八章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章第三节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 3.
第三节。啊，主耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩的样式，断不得进天国。
Verse 3, and said, Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
哦，只有这一个条件，而且是一个，对我们来讲是一个很美好的条件。
There's this one condition, and to us it is a very wonderful one.
哦，在这样一个复杂的社会里头生活，我们常常觉得很疲惫。
In such a complicated and complex environment and world, we often feel very tired.
哦，我们常常很羡慕那种很单纯、很简单的啊，那种很清爽的生活。
We envy the lives of those who have a very simple and easy life.
哦，但是在人的哈、啊、人的世界里头生活，我们总是只能够羡慕，但是事实上不容我们这样子。
But often in this society, we can only envy that type of life, but we cannot have it ourselves.
哦，但是在信仰里头，我们真的可以拥有。
However, in our faith, this is something we truly can have.
好，尤其当我们在跟主耶稣交往的时候。
Especially in our relationship with Lord Jesus.
哦，因为这是主耶稣他亲自这样来要求我们的，回转向小孩。
Because this is Jesus's personal invitation to us to become like children.
哦，这就是为什么弟兄姐妹在分享的时候也常常谈到说，来到教会真好。
And this is why many brothers and sisters say it is so wonderful to come to church.
哦，常常来到教会不需要再戴着在社会上必须要戴着的那一个面具。
Because when you come to the church, you do not need to wear the mask that you wear in the society.
哦，我们不敢说教会里头的人百分之百都是好人。
We cannot say that 100% of the people here are good people.
哦，但是来到教会，我们减少掉很多那种需要保护自己、防卫自己的那种啊，那一种忧虑，那一种紧张。
But when we come to church, there are many things taken away that we need to protect or defend ourselves against.
啊，因为主耶稣要我们回转向小孩。
Because Jesus wants us to become like little children.
啊，我们就很容易的在他的救恩里头。
And then we can very easily remain in His salvation.
啊，因为主耶稣他的死不是为某些人死，他是为大家死。
Because Jesus died not just for a certain person, but for all.
哦，他的救恩是要给每一个人的。
He wants his salvation to be given to all people.
所以他的救恩就必须要是很简单、很容易的。
So he makes his salvation very free for us to accept.
啊，主耶稣他为了什么来感谢
？And what are the things that Jesus is thankful for?
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章十一节。
John chapter 6 verse 11。
十一节，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，婚仪也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down.
啊，这里主耶稣手中拿着一点点的食物，啊，他来向天父感谢。
Here, Lord Jesus took a little, a small portion of food and gave thanks for it.
哦，虽然在他手中只是一点点，但是他为了天父丰富的赏赐而来感谢。
Although it was just a small amount, he was thankful for God's abundance.
其实耶稣的门徒在那个场合里头，他们是很紧张，啊，觉得这个很尴尬。
In this situation, the disciples were actually very nervous and felt it was very awkward.
因为在场的有超过五千的人。
Because at the scene there were more than 5,000 people.
啊，主耶稣对门徒说，这些人跟我们在这里已经好长一段时间，不能够让他们饿着肚子回家。
And Jesus said to them that these people have followed us for a long time. We cannot let them return hungry.
哦，那是在一个野外的地方。
And they were in the wilderness.
哦，所以门徒有人对主耶稣说：“纵然我们有那么多的钱，我们也没有地方去买那么多的食物。”
And the disciples said, even if we had that much money, we would not even have a place to buy so much food.
哦，在这种情况之下，我们只会看到一点点的食物，而来觉得很来花愁，哦，来觉得很忧虑。
And because of that small amount of food that they had, they felt very anxious and worried.
哦，但是主耶稣却手中拿着这一点点的食物，他来向天父真神感谢。
But with this tiny amount of food that Jesus had, he still gave thanks to God.
哦，主耶稣的意思就是，我手中是有限的，但是天父真神，你是丰富的。
And what he meant in his thanksgiving was that what I have in my hand is limited, but through God, everything is limitless.
哦，我为了你的丰富，我来感谢你。
And because of the abundance that is in God, I am thankful.
我们请看约翰福音第六章第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
六节，耶稣举目看见许多的人来，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”
Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?"
他说第六节，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己言知道要怎样行。
Verse 6, but this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
第七节，腓力回答说，就是有20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
Verse 7, Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
其实主耶稣他不是故意的要为难他的门徒腓力。
Jesus did not purposely want to put his disciple Philip into a difficult situation.
哦，主耶稣爱这些门徒，所以他总是不断的用各种机会，啊，来带领他们，来教育他们。
Jesus loves his disciples, so he uses various situations in order to guide them and to teach them.
有时候我们人会要求别人做连我们都不想做甚至不会做的事情。
Sometimes humans may tell somebody else to do something that they themselves do not even want to do.
那主耶稣他不会这样来要求我们。
But Jesus would not do this to us.
这里说主耶稣他自己言知道要怎样行。
Here it says that he himself knew what he would do.
所以他不是很无理的来要求这个腓力。
So he did not very unreasonably ask this of Philip.
他只是要让这些门徒能够更好。
But he just wanted his disciples to improve.
让他们深深的记得他们这一次的体验。
That they may deeply remember this what happened at this occasion.
因为这样的情形会不以后应该还是会再发生。
Because this type of situation would probably happen again in the future.
我们的能力，我们手中所拥有的是这么的有限。
Because our strength and our power is truly this limited.
但是我们却想要帮助那么多的人。
But yet we want to help so many people.
有时候我们真的想要做出一些超出我们的能力范围之外的事情。
Sometimes we really want to do things for others that are above our ability or our strength.
这在人来讲当然是不可能。
From man's perspective, this is impossible.
但是主耶稣要训练这些门徒，让他们有这样的信心，在神凡事都能。
But God wants to train the disciples so that they understand that in God everything is possible.
我很喜欢这里主耶稣这里所说的，他自己言知道要怎样行。
I really like what it says in this verse that he himself knew what he would do.
我们真的常常不知道要怎么做。
Sometimes we really don't know what we should do.
所以我们很烦恼，甚至我们觉得很沮丧。
So we are very anxious and we may be very sad.
我们常常忘了主耶稣也跟我们同在啊。
And we forget that Jesus is with us.
主耶稣他本来就知道应该怎么做。
And he already knows what should be done.
我们仔细的看这一句话，我们真的可以得到很大的安慰。
If we look carefully at this verse, we can receive great encouragement.
我们请也参考旧约以西结书三十七章。
Let us look at Ezekiel in the Old Testament, chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 37.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，他对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？”我说：“主神啊，你是知道的。”
And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, you know."
在异象里头，这以西结先知他看到一堆的骸骨。
In this vision, a prophet Ezekiel saw a heap of bones.
神对他说：“这些骸骨能够复活吗？”
And God said to him, "Can these bones live?"
当然，从人来看，已经枯干的骸骨怎么会复活
？Of course, from man's perspective, these dried bones, how can they revive?
但是这个先知在他信仰的旅程当中，他已经达到了这样的一个程度。
But the prophet has reached a certain level in his faith.
他不忧愁，他不烦恼。
He does not. He is not anxious.Does not worry.
他也没有对神说，神啊，你在讲什么？
And he did not say to God, "What are you talking about?"
你说的这个怎么有可能？
What you are saying, how is it possible?
这个以西结先知他是这样回答，他说：“主啊，主神啊，你是知道的。”
How he responded is, "O Lord God, you know."
是的，我们常常会面对着我们不知道或不可能的事情。
Often in our lives, we face things that we don't know, we're uncertain, or we don't know how to handle.
但是当我们信仰追求到那一个地步，我们也能够说出来，主啊，你知道。
But when our faith reaches a certain level, we can say to God, "Lord God, you know."
所以我们常常在讲说，在灵性上不断的追求。
So we say that we want to continually strive in our faith.
那我们的目标是什么？
And what is the purpose of this?
这就是其中的一个目标。
This is one of the reasons.
我们能够从心里头很有自信地说，主啊，你知道。
So that from our heart we can confidently say, Lord God, you know.
哦，当以西结先知他这样子讲，他真的心中没有挂虑，没有那种，哦，那种怎么办怎么办的那一种忧虑在。
When Prophet Ezekiel said this, he did not say it with a heart of worries or of a questioning of how this will work.
啊，回到约翰福音第六章，主耶稣为了手中的这一点食物，啊，他来感谢天父真神。
If we return to John chapter 6, for the small amount of food that Lord Jesus had in his hand, he thanked God in heaven.
哦，然后他就吩咐这些人，啊，很整齐的，大家坐好，就开始分这些食物。
And he had the people sit orderly in an orderly fashion and started to distribute the food.
哦，主耶稣也为了他能够用，他能够有这一点点的食物来跟大家分享，他来感谢神。
And Jesus was thankful for the fact that with this small amount of food, he could share it with everyone at the scene.
哦，有时候我们一看到这么微不足道啊，我们根本也没有感谢的心。
Sometimes when we see that there is a lack or we don't have enough, we don't have a thankful heart.
我们心里可能只是在低估着、埋怨着说，怎么就只有这么一点点？
We have a very heavy heart, and all we think about is how come there's so little.
哦，这个五个饼两条鱼到底有多少呢？你跟五千个人比起来，你就知道是多么的少。
If you compare 5 loaves and 2 fish to the sheer number of people, you can see how great the discrepancy is.
哦，我们去想象一个创造宇宙万物的主耶稣，他为了手中的这五个饼两条鱼，他来感谢。
But we see that God, who created Lord Jesus, who created the entire world for these small 5 loaves and 2 fish, thanked God in heaven.
哦，是谁叫第一粒麦子来长成麦穗？
Who was it who caused the first grain to grow into a plant?
哦，就是这位创造一切的主耶稣。
It is God, the creator of this world.
哦，现在他为了手中的这五个饼，他来感谢。
And now with this small amount of food, he was thankful.
哦，谁让水里头的鱼这样活存活繁殖？
Who is it that allows the fish in the oceans to thrive and to multiply?
啊，就是创造一切的主耶稣。
It is Jesus who is the creator of this world.
啊，我们想象他现在为了手中的这一点点的鱼，他来献上他的感谢。
But now with these tiny, with this small amount of fish in his hand, he thanks God in heaven.
啊，有时候我们会说，为什么人常常只有嘴巴没有行动？
Why is it that we say that man often has words but not actions?
啊，一个很大的原因就是没有感谢，所以没有行动。
And one of the reasons is because they are not truly thankful, so there are no following actions.
啊，主耶稣感谢了，他就把饼、把鱼分出去了。
When Jesus gave thanks, he started to pass out the food.
哦，我们常常忽略了那个小小的拥有小小的恩典。
We often neglect or disregard the small or tiny graces in our lives.
哦，所以在我们生活当中就常常缺少了那一种满足。
So this is the reason that in our lives we lack this type of abundance.
甚至我们常常会以为说我们所拥有的、所领受的那个是理所当然的。
And we may even feel that what we have received is what we ought to have.
那这个社会是越来越多人是这样子，很多事情都认为说这是理所当然的。
And this is a trend in the society that everyone feels that these are things that they deserve and it is their right to have.
哦，所以很多人对事情他不负责。
So many people will not be responsible for certain things.
哦，很多人对别人他不会感谢。
And they will not be thankful to other people.
很多的人对物质他不会去珍惜。
And they will not cherish the things that they have.
这是这个社会的一个很大的病。
And this is a great sickness in our society.
哦，因为人不懂得像主耶稣这样子来感谢。
Because man does not know to be thankful to God.
哦，今天我们是基督徒，我们是主耶稣的门徒。
And today we are Christians and disciples of Lord Jesus.
哦，我们应该常常有主耶稣的这种感谢。
So we should have this heart of thanksgiving like Lord Jesus.
这样子，我们能够成为对事情负责的人。
So that we can be a person who is responsible.
我们才能够，我们 就能够成为一个对人感恩的人。
And we can be a person who is thankful toward other people.
哦，我们能够成为一个珍惜物质的人。
And we can be someone who appreciates the things that we have.
哦，这样我们的生活一定更健康。
And our lives will be even more healthy.
我们的生活一定更平安、更喜乐。
And we will have a peaceful and more joyful life.
啊，主耶稣他为什么、为了什么来感谢？
So again, what are the things that Jesus is thankful for?
请看哥林多前书十一章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
保罗说：“我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。”二十四节，祝谢了就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
啊，这是主耶稣跟门徒最后的晚餐。
This was the last supper that Jesus had with his disciples.
啊，主耶稣拿起无酵饼来，他祝谢了，他感谢了。
And with the unleavened bread, Lord Jesus gave thanks.
哦，那我们知道这是一个很特别的一个感谢。
And we know this is a very special type of thanks.
啊，因为在这里主耶稣他来设立了圣餐礼。
Because through it, he established the Holy Communion.
他的这个感谢啊，也就是他为了摆在他面前的十字架来感谢。
And through giving thanks for this, he was also thinking, giving thanks for the cross that was before him.
主耶稣他不但为摆在桌上的这些食物感谢，他特别为这个无酵饼跟葡萄汁来献上感谢。
Besides the food that was on the table at the, during that meal, Jesus specially gave thanks for the bread and the cup.
哦，这个感谢已经超越了为桌上的这些食物的啊来感谢。
And this thanksgiving exceeds or transcends the thanksgiving of the rest of the food.
哦，所以主耶稣拿啊这个拿起无酵饼祝谢之后，他说：“这是我的身体，为你们所舍的。”
And he takes up the bread and says, "This is my body, which is broken for you."
哦，这个葡萄汁，他说这是啊立约的血。
And with a cup, he says, "This is the new covenant in my blood."
哦，意思就是说我是坚决的、坚定的要走上十字架。
And through this, he was saying that he was determined to walk this path to the cross.
哦，这是一个也是多么奇妙的爱。
And this is such a miraculous love.
主耶稣为了十字架的苦悲，他来感谢。
That Jesus can be thankful for the bitterness or the bitter cup of walking to the cross.
哦，要经历了人世间的最大的苦楚之一，但是他感谢。
He had to suffer one of the greatest sufferings in this world, but yet he gave thanks. 哦，
因为他的这个感谢，所以带给人们最伟大的救恩。
And because of this thanksgiving, he brought salvation to mankind.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse
2. 第二节。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就看经羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
这里说主耶稣他能够忍耐着被羞辱，然后被钉在十字架上。
It says here that Jesus was able to endure the shame and be crucified.
那更奇妙的说，他为了这个摆在面前的，他是喜乐的。
But what is more miraculous is what it says that he was joyful for what was set before him.
通常为了要所受的苦，我们是很不甘愿的，我们是觉得很不快乐、很忧愁的。
Usually for the suffering we have to endure, we are very unwilling and unhappy.
但是这里说主耶稣他是喜乐的。
But here it says Jesus was joyful.
哦，这在告诉我们一个事实。
And this tells us a truth.
感谢跟喜乐是一体的两面。
That thanksgiving and joy are two sides of the same, same coin.
哦，我们都渴望着有更多的喜乐。
We all want to have more joy.
这里告诉我们一个秘诀。
And here it tells us the secret.
哦，主耶稣留给我们的榜样。
It is through the example that Jesus set for us.
有越多的感谢，就会有越多的喜乐。
The more thanksgiving that you have, the more joyful you will be.
哦，主耶稣为了摆在眼前的十字架，他来感谢。
Jesus, who was joyful for the cross that was before him.
哦，所以那摆在面前的十字架也就成为他的喜乐。
Was able to be joyful because of that cross that was before him.
哦，这就是基督徒喜乐的秘诀。
And this is the secret for Christians on how to be joyful.
哦，所以保罗西拉在被打了，被放在监狱里头。
So when Paul and Silas were beaten and were sitting in prison.
哦，他们不但祷告，而且他们还唱诗。
Not only did they pray, but they also sang hymns.
哦，因为他们感谢，所以他们有喜乐。
Because they were thankful, so they had joy.
我们最后看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
Finally, let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
十八节
，verse 18。
我们从十六节到十八节
，16-18。
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you。
这个十八节说 in everything， 好，凡事谢恩。
In verse 18 it says in everything give thanks。
无论在任何的情况之下
，In any circumstance，
啊，我们仍然感谢天父。
We should still be thankful。
啊，手中拥有的是少少的啊，但是我们还是感谢天父。
Even if what is in your hand is very a very small amount, we should still be thankful for God。
啊，因为我们的天父是丰富的。
Because our God is full of abundance。
啊，虽然在困境里头，我们仍然感谢。
So in our difficulties, we can still be thankful.
哦，因为我们希望，虽然在困境里头，我们仍然是平安喜乐的。
Because even in these difficulties, we can remain peaceful and joyful.
那所以从主耶稣的感谢里头啊，我们可以得到啊一些很美好的提醒。
So through the thanksgiving of Lord Jesus, we can receive many good reminders.
啊。这个主耶稣让我们被拣选在教会这个大家庭里头，是一个非常单纯很容易的一个环境里头，我们心存感谢。
That we can be called into this family of God, which is a very pure and simple family, we should be thankful.
无论我们手上有多有少，我们感谢天父。
No matter how much or how little we have in our hands, we should be thankful.
啊，有时候我们落在困难当中、试炼当中，我们也可以感谢。
Although sometimes we fall into difficulties and trials, we should still be thankful.
啊，那么我们也就越来越像主耶稣了。
And in this way, we will become more and more like Jesus.
哦，这就是我们信仰追求的目标。
And this is